Japan.
By that, I think that we'll see a test case, because right now the Supreme Court has allowed districts to control the speech in K-12. In higher education, it's a different story. But I suspect in the future, we're going to see a test case on all of these different conversations and laws, et cetera, and Idaho, Texas, et cetera. And that mm-hmm. test case is going to be a Rosa Parks moment about whether we can teach history or whether we can't.
Absolutely. Well, that's it, Johnny. Johnny, yeah, when we come back. So when we get back from our next commercial set, Johnny and I are going to break this down a little bit. But Jillian Vasquez-Heleg, Dean, College of Education, University of Kentucky, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it. And, man, it has been years, but it will only be months before you're back on. Maybe even, hey, weeks. Let's get you back on the show. Jillian Vasquez-Heleg, thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, thank you, Dean.
Sorry, I don't have any pencils to break.
That's all right, man. We always love that. Busted Pencils back after the break.
Bye.
Busted Pencils back after this break. Actually, we're back again, Evan. Yeah. A little bit of technical difficulty.
Okay.
Just for the listener, we did a pre-recorded for the first half of the show because we wanted to get Dean Jillian Vasquez-Heleg, and he could only get with us. So we got that. We got that recorded. We had things set. We thought, you know what, though?
That last 90 seconds.
Yeah. But we're back. Johnny, you're back. You're outside. You look like you're having a beautiful time.
Yep.
You know, and we got L.A. Yep. Tom on the phone. You know, we're going to jump right. We're going to let L.A. Tom, because he's got something he wants to do. But then I want to come back and talk about that Rosa Parks moment more there as the issue.
Yeah, I want to come back around
to
that.
Yeah, we can break it down. But L.A. Tom, you are on the show. We are all waiting. Right. Tom, what's up, man? Did you like that package you received?
I was going to say I wear the shirt all the time and promoting your show as much as I can and getting all my education and brothers and sisters, educators in Wisconsin onto your show. And, absolutely loved it. Loved the school lunchbox thing, too. It was very, very cool. So
cool. All right, so what's your hot take, man?
Well, first off, I think we have to remember that we the people are the government, and we must also remember that Republifox cons are horrible for business, and we have to remember that. What I would say is this, and it's kind of controversial, I think, what I'm going to say, but I think if people really, really search their souls, I think these people that are so against black individuals and people of color, that really and truly they're just insecure in themselves. They're like these scared little boys because they really in some ways in their mind believe that the black race is a superior race or women are a superior gender. Because whenever it comes to, you know, any of these things, over the years, it's always been, let's kind of, squelch let's try to suffocate the baby in the crib before it actually gets out and walks and, you know, and actually can prove themselves.
Disarming the Black Panthers before they can organize.
Yeah. Right. Something that has just been going through my mind a lot lately that I really think that these white people that are so scared of black people, they're really scared of them because they know that the black race is superior to them.
Well, you can definitely be controversial. I think what Johnny and I, and we've said this, and is when, you know, you look at Charlottesville and actually look at Philadelphia just yesterday, again, you know, a bunch of white guys walking around, and it's a fear of being, you know, you position, but I think there's a white fear of going, you're like, well, wait a minute, we've always been on top and we're about to be put in some subjugated place. And so, you know, back to Charlottesville, you will not replace us, is that fear that comes across as if for some reason, you know, there's going to be a new pecking order. And in fact, we've heard this idea when you talk about CRT from conservatives, somebody like Tucker Carlson, this is reverse racism, and this is actually going to put white people in an enslaved position. I mean, crazy stuff like that. Johnny, I mean, this is, what are your thoughts with L.A. Tom?
No, I like LA Tom coming in. Thanks for calling, LA Tom, and for your hot takes on things. You know, I think he reminds us that, you know, at the core of this is fear of the other. And what it reminds us to do is really, really work from places of compassion and understanding, but also with diligence to really embrace the importance of diversity and to looking at democracy as not something that needs to be in particularly have any superiority in it, right? So when we really embrace equality, we really start to look at what does it mean to value difference in a multitude of ways. And so LA Tom, I love it. And, you know, we the people are the government. And so always love your calls and especially love you plugging the show and being a listener, my man.
Yeah.
So thank you for the call.
Appreciate it, man. Hey, LA Tom, there's more lunch boxes if you get more people to ask for them. That's our marketing trick. LA Tom, thanks for the call.
Yeah,
thanks for that, man. Thanks for the call. Really appreciate it. But so, Johnny, back now, though. So Rosa Parks moment.
Hey, yo, what's that sound? Everybody move to the back of the bus.
Yeah.
No, Rosa Parks, you know.
Well, Jillian's nailing it. And this is, and I actually was thinking about a Rosa Parks moment as, darn it, that's what it is going to take. And I felt like I don't really want a Rosa Parks moment because it's going to take some brave teacher, is what Jillian's saying, who's going to somewhere like in Arizona where it's now a $5,000 fine. They're going to just do it publicly. They're going to do it openly. They're going to break the, or they're going to do what Howard Zinn would remind us, which is they're going to use civil disobedience obedience, and they're going to break that. But then we're going to have to watch this mockery of justice. Eventually they'll say that teacher X had every right to be teaching so-and-so. Do we need a Rosa Parks moment? It was my question. Can we fight this? Or what if we have I don't know. Do you know where I'm going with that?
I do, man. We needed Rosa Parks moment.
Okay.
And we could open up the history and the civil rights movement. It's still going, right? We have the current iteration of the civil rights movement in action right now. And I really think Jillian's point today is so, so important because he taught us and reminded us early in the interview that teachers are on the front lines. And the more we teach them and empower them to teach in support of democracy, to do abolitionist work, to do important gender equity work, to teach inclusively. The more that we empower them with the tools to do that, the more they are doing that in their classrooms and their communities. And that's really important work that is happening. Just like there was civil disobedience and standing up to white supremacy, you know, in the 60s, and the Rosa Parks moment becomes a symbolic, important legislative court that has teeth to it. So I think we have both occurring. And I do really think that anti-racist educators and abolitionist teachers and teachers who, like L.A. Thomas, or Tom calls and talks about, who lead with, we are the people. Like every bit of democracy is what we do every day in our classrooms or at our jobs, in community and relationship with the people in our neighborhoods. You know, whether it's formalized into you being an actual teacher or you just being somebody in your community who reaches out in the each one teach one kind of framework. But what I'm saying is I do, Tim, think we do need a Rosa Parks moment. I think it's on the horizon. I'm excited for it. It will be one of those media frenzies.
Well, I was going to say like
also,
this.
It will also hang our hat on it for a while.
We're going to hang our hat on it. Right. We're coming up on commercials, so I just want to get this in there. We're going to come back because what you're making me now imagine is the possibility of Rosa Parks. Lots of moments at once when you think about the Howard Zinn project and that pledge to teach the truth. Is there an organizing capacity to this? And then talking about, back to Jillian again, how do I get people to become teachers? My goodness, you want to be a part of Rosa Parks movement, man. Here's our recruiting. More Busted Pencils when we get back from the break. Talk to you in a minute.